Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, do you recommend getting out of your trade before your stop is hit?
Ooh, okay. So here's the thing. If you are one of those people who finds yourself getting into a really, you know, should I stay or should I go sort of thing, and you talk yourself out of a trade and you move down to the lower time frame to see if you can figure out what's going to happen, that kind of stuff is going to get you into trouble. So I would not recommend doing that if you are that kind of trader. You need a set and forget. You need to hit your stop loss or your exit or your take profit. Like that needs to happen, right? Now, if you're more hands off, then you can do what I do, which is typically my stop loss is like my worst case scenario. It's sort of like I'm asleep at night, something happens in the markets, and the market's gone, you know, like 300 pips in the other direction, and it stops me out. That's really how I look at my stop loss. I don't like to see it hit. And most of the time, if I have a losing trade, my stop loss will not be hit. I'll actually get out if it goes, say, 70, 75% of the way toward my stop. I'm usually thinking, okay, I'll look at it and I'll say, now, is there a reason for the market to turn around here? Does it look like it's going to turn around? And if the answer is no, then I'll usually dump the trade. And so what that means is I'm reducing my average loser, and it's not the full 1.0 R, to use, you know, risk management speak. And if you don't know what R is, you know, Van Tharp's book talks all about R. I'm sure most of you understand that concept. But so that's how I do it. I get out in most cases long before it hits my stop. Occasionally my stop is hit, and it really kind of bums me out because I don't like to do that. So I do manage my trades. And again, the question I ask when I see the market go against me is the market giving me a signal that would suggest I should get into a new trade? And is that new trade in the direction of my trade that I'm in, or is it in the opposite direction? Because if there's a signal to go in the opposite direction, then obviously it's time to get out, right? So that's kind of how I manage it. Now, I'd be interested to hear how you do. You just let it hit the stop or the target, or how do you do it?
For me, like maybe 80% of the time, I'll just let it hit the stop loss. But there was that 20% of the time where if the price action doesn't look good and I have this really strong gut feeling that it's going to hit the stop, then I'll get out a little early and save myself a little bit of money. And 9 times out of 10, that works out. So that's why I do it. But yeah, I think it really is are you going to unnecessarily fiddle with it, or do you actually have some sort of a gut feeling that, you know, it is going to be a loser?
Yeah. And so, you know, like some people are going to really argue for leaving it a set and forget. And for those traders, it's really important to stick to your rules. And I think those traders are the ones that feel really bad when they get out of a trade that goes initially, it goes against them. And so they get out and then it turns around and it turns out it would have been a profitable trade. So though, like if that's the hardest thing for you to deal with as a trader, then you probably need to go set and forget. If you find yourself dropping into the lower time frames and trying to predict based on lower time frame, not the time frame that you use to enter, then yeah, maybe you need to also use set and forget. If you think you can be pretty objective and can decide, like, am I getting a signal in the opposite direction now? If the answer is yes, then it's time to pull the plug, even if my stop hasn't been hit. So that's the way that I would go with it. I know it's really tricky. And I think, you know, every trader has to decide for him or herself. To me, the real kicker is I'm able to reduce my overall risk. My losers are actually much smaller than they should be because I use discretion to get out of losing trades. It's not for all traders, and I understand that. But that's, to me, that's the most important thing, is to make sure that I bump up my reward risk ratio simply by 85-90% of the trades that go against me and get stopped out that are losers, they don't go the full length and hit my stop loss. I usually will get out long before. So I think I've had, like this year, I think I've had two maybe that went and hit the full stop. So that's, you know, I don't necessarily like to see my stop hit. I tend to try and interpret price action basically, and that's my bent. It's up to everyone to decide, really. Yeah. But great question.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's a great question to ask yourself. Is it worth getting in the same direction, or, you know, is it going to go against? So thanks for sharing that.
Sure thing. See ya.
See ya.